Governor signs vital Save Women's Sports Act. Texas border business. Austin, Texas, Governor Greg Abbott today signed the Save Women's Sports Act passed during the 88th regular legislative session into law at the Texas Capitol. This new law will protect the integrity of women's sports by prohibiting biological men from competing against female athletes at Texas colleges and universities. Today is an important day for female athletes across the state of Texas, including little girls who aspire to one day compete in college sports, said Governor Abbott. The Save Women's Sports Act protects young women at Texas colleges and universities by prohibiting men from competing on a team or as an individual against them in college sports. Sports have inspired many women to cast bold visions and dreams of what they want to achieve. The legacy of women's sports will be safeguarded for generations to come. Women in Texas can be assured that the integrity of their sports will be protected in our state. In 2021, Governor Abbott signed similar legislation to protect girls' sports in Texas public schools. The governor was joined at the bill signing ceremony by Senators Mays Middleton and Donna Campbell, Representatives Caroline Harris, Tom Oliverson, and Valerie Swanson, former collegiate swimmer Jerry Chanteau, collegiate basketball player Cassidy Comer, powerlifter Jade Dickens, collegiate swimmer Ellie McLeod, collegiate volleyball player McKenna Miller, and other women's sports advocates. Senate Bill 15, Middleton, Swanson, prohibits a biological male from competing in a college-level athletic competition designated for a biological female athlete to maintain competitive fairness. The bill also creates a mechanism for people to seek injunctive relief against a Texas public college or university or intercollegiate athletic team if it violates the provisions of the bill.